The question is that there is a great stress laid upon the importance of Durukshari and praying in a set form for Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and invoking Allah's blessings upon him. And at the same time, it is reminded to us that Allah showered his blessings on Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his descendants or his followers. So you also mentioned that in your Durood Sharif, that as you have been so kind to Ibrahim and his descendants or his followers, so repeat your mercy in the same manner upon Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his descendants and his followers. Why this? That is the question. And there are two questions emerging from this fact you disclosed, you related. What was the second question? One was why, and the second was?
What exactly is the meaning of
Guru? That's right. Now, let me start with the second part. What exactly is the meaning of Guru? This is very important. If you set a model, a paragon virtue before you, and you are constantly reminded to praise that model or begin to love that model, then you are more likely to follow that model than if you forget about that model. And when you praise somebody constantly, it is human nature which impels him to be like it, which urges him to go closer to that object which you are praising, if you are honest in your praise. If you are not honest, then it will just be a verbal lip service and nothing more. So one of the philosophies of asking you to send Guru to Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this, that it will constantly remind you that he is the paragon of virtue who has to be followed. And if I praise him honestly, my conscience would tell me that if you are honest in your praise, why are you not closing up on him? Why are you not following him up? So either you are false in your groove, or if you are right in your groove, then you will continue to improve, because you will be gaining your distance on that concept of Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the fundamental philosophy. Plus, of course, if somebody is your benefactor, you have to be mindful of this fact and remember it and try to pay back in the same terms. And because you can't pay back to Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly in any form for his great beneficence and acts of goodness to you, to the whole mankind, so the only way you can pay back to him is by requesting Allah to do it for your sake. So that is also one of the philosophies. There are so many other things involved, of course, but I'm just mentioning the two. Now, just a minute, the second part of the question is yet to come. Or perhaps the second part came first. This is why you are mistaken. I have yet to discuss the first part. Why Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned? The reason why is this, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was the father of prophets, known to be the father of prophets, who left a long trail of very pious people behind. And he was not only the father of the Sharia which was revealed to him, but he was also the father of the Sharia of Moses, which was to follow. So he has a much wider impact. And in fact, he is closer to the concept of Rahmatul Lil Alameen after Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam than any other prophet. Because his name is associated with the reconstruction of Kaaba, which does not mention any religion. It is mentioned that Kaaba was created for the mankind. Because it says, Inna awwala baytin wuzi'a lin-nasi lal-lazi bi-Bakkata. Wuzi'a lin-nasi, not lil-Muslimin, not lil-Nasara or for any other denomination, religious denomination. So Khana Kaaba is the only place of worship which has been mentioned by the Holy Quran as a common place of worship for all mankind. And Abraham is mentioned in relation to that second building of Kaaba. The first we don't know who built and how long ago, perhaps it was Adam himself. But a new era was to begin, in which Hazrat Abraham was to play the fundamental role of bringing mankind together. So he laid the first brick for Islam, in fact. Because it was Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was ultimately to be the messenger to all mankind. So this is why, instead of mentioning other prophets, Hazrat Ibrahim is mentioned because he has a direct relationship with Hazrat Rasul Ibrahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, the Holy Quran tells us that it was his prayer which was accepted in toto by Allah. When Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the Holy Quran reminds us that it was Abraham who just demanded for such a being to come. رَبَّنَا وَبَسْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. This is the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So answer to that prayer is given in Surah Jumah, where Allah tells us, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Simply, word for word, it is the same prayer. With one difference, that the order has been changed. And the effect of the prayer has been enhanced. And Allah accepted the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim word for word, but gave him much more than he wanted. Yet every word is the same, just the change of order, and a completely new beauty is added to the prayer's acceptance. While Hazrat Ibrahim asked, وَبَسْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. O God, raise from among them a prophet who would recite your verses to them, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and would teach them the book and the philosophy of that book as well. And then يُزَكِّيهِمْ, and who would purify them. So the train of thought in Hazrat Ibrahim's mind was this, that after the revelation, the knowledge of the book has to be taught. And after the knowledge, the philosophy of that knowledge has to be given. And once this is complete, then people are purified, not before that. But God in answer said that I am going to send a prophet of such high quality that he will not wait for people to learn the book or understand the philosophy till they are purified. He will have a direct purifying force. You come close to him and you will be purified there and then. That is the one beauty which was added. And secondly, it was said that his knowledge is of such a quality, which is going to be revealed to him, that without the purification, man cannot understand that knowledge. So purification has to be the first. So it is exactly what has been mentioned in the opening verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book is of such a high class that ordinary people will not be able to benefit from it. You have to be a muttaqin, that is, one who is purified, before you begin to draw benefit from this book. So, as if instead of a primary school, a postgraduate college has come into being, where you have to have some primary knowledge before you draw benefits from that higher education. So there are so many aspects which have been added by just changing one word, replacing, tipping it from the end and giving it the second place. So this is why Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam has a very deep association, unbreakable association with Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his name is chosen for example of the rule, otherwise other prophets could also have been mentioned. And they have been mentioned in the sense his followers.